Amen. 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 To God be the glory. Today is the day that the Lord has blessed us and brought us to this point where we are right now. We come to just say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us and what you brought us to this day. And Father, night and night, we just declare that we have a program for you. And Dr. McClendon is going to be in charge, Father. Thank you. Amen. Dr. McClendon, you're on. Dr. McClendon?
other feet, and eyes sharper than thine. And so I just thank God.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I heard you.
All right.
I hear
go ahead on. Go ahead. I hear y'all. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, well, tonight we were reading from Job 38. And as we began to read Job 38, I don't know if you got a chance to hear any of it or not, but we began to read Job 38, and Job 38 is such an encouraging chapter, because Job 38, it just shows us how powerful God really is. Shows how powerful he is. And when he began to ask Job, he said, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you know so much." And as I began to read it, I just wanted to share it with everyone else, because it encouraged my heart so much. And when he said, "Have you visited the storehouses of the snow or seen the storehouses of hail?" He said, "I have reserved them as weapons for the time of trouble." And he goes on to tell us, when he tells the sea, the wind, and the storms and all this, when he commands them to move, they move. And the sea, when he commands it to stop, it stops. The whirlwinds, when he commands them to stop, they have to stop. They can go no further, you know. And it just lets us know how powerful he really, really is. And I truly enjoy reading it. Because, and in your spare time, read it. You know, you can read it. But I truly enjoy reading it, because it encouraged me so much. Because when he talks about how the rain falls and how the lightning and the sea and all of this, when he talks about it, and nobody can do this but God. Nobody can tell the rain to stop and it has to stop, or the wind to stop blowing and it has to stop blowing, you know, and the clouds to move and they move. And as I began to read it, it was just so powerful. So I wanted to come on and share it with everyone else tonight and just lift up the name of Jesus, because God is so holy. The Lord is so holy and righteous and just and merciful and awesome. So I said, "Lord, I have to share this." So it's been a blessing, amen? So I just wanted to say, if anyone else had something that they wanted to say or share, it's just truly a blessing for us saints to come together and share in the word of God. Amen. So if anyone else has something that they would like to say or add to it or share a testimony or what have you, we invite you. We invite you to come.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
First of all, let me give honor to God. I thank him for my life, health, and strength. I thank him for the opportunity to commune with you all tonight. I apologize for my lateness, but I believe that no matter when, if you're something for the Lord, you're always on time. I didn't hear all of the words that have gone forth, but I can tell you that I love that chapter of Job also. And the verse that I like, well, I like the whole thing, but I like the third verse that says, "Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me." And so to that, to me, God He's saying to ourselves, you know, we want to see all the negative. We want to look at this, and we want to have our pity party, and we want to say, woe is to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going through this. Nobody has ever gone through this but me. I'm sick. I'm down and out. I'm broke. You know, I'm living under the bridge. Woe is me. And so
mm-hmm.
God has to get our attention, and he say, now look, gird up now, your loins, like a man, stand up, be tall. You know, it's time for you to get some reckoning. You need to understand who I am, why you going through what you're going through. You know, it could not happen if I did not allow it.
Amen.
So gird up, you know, get yourself together. You know, go wash your face. It says in Matthew, when you fast, don't put on your ugly look, you know, and your ugly countenance. So God
mm-hmm.
is calling us, you know, get yourself together. We serve a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So why
yeah.
walk with our head down? Why look sad? Why take on this countenance that woe is me?
Yes.
Get yourself together. Know who you are. Know whose you are. Walk like a man. Act like a man. Talk like a man. And I'm not talking about that natural man, that two-legged man. I'm talking about that spiritual man that God has
yes.
created in us that is like him and in his image and in his likeness. So God wants us to get ourselves together. And know who he is. That who put the stars in the sky? Who
yeah.
hung the moon and the stars and the sun? And none of it bumps together. There's no accident up in the galaxy. The moon does not catch up with the sun. The sun don't catch up with the moon. The planets are not bumping into each other. Who did this?
Mm-hmm.
An ordinary man cannot do that. So we got to understand the awesomeness of
yes.
God, the awesomeness. He's an
yes.
awesome God.
Yes.
I get so excited.
Yes, amen.
I get excited when I
amen.
Look and I think about who I belong to.
Yes.
You know, who I belong to. I
yes.
belong to him. My mind, my body, my soul, my whole spirit belongs to him.
Amen.
And I thank God every day that I'm not the person that I used to be.
Amen.
I thank God that he's brought me from a mighty long way.
Yes.
And I don't just say that to say that. I say that because in retrospect, I can look back and I say, oh, God, you
yes.
saved me from that. Whew.
Yes.
You had me in mind when you did that.
Jesus.
You protected me. Ooh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I saw that accident. Lord,
hallelujah.
That accident. People
ooh,
laughed.
Jesus.
I'm like, oh, God, you prevented me from being in it.
You
counted me worthy.
Yes,
to
hallelujah.
To protect me. God, thank you. I
yes.
thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You allowed me to bore some children. They're not mine. They're yours. I gave them back to you. But,
yes.
Lord, you know, having children is so close to dying. I
yes.
never said, but that pain is something else. You know,
mm.
with having children.
Yes.
God took me through that.
Yes.
And you allowed me to, quote, unquote, give life to something. You
yes.
put that. How? What? Is that a miracle? Is that a miracle?
Yes.
It is a miracle. God,
thank you, Lord.
I bless your name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I bless the name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
He's worthy. I'm
yes.
He's worthy. He's just
yes.
worthy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
yes.
Lord. And I just received the message that the Reed guy on death row has an extended, what do you call it, a stay of his execution.
Yes.
You know, that's nobody but God.
Nobody but God. Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you,
man,
Jesus.
Is not in control. God is in control.
That's right.
And we got to give him his rightful place.
Yeah.
Our rightful place. I love y'all. I just thank God that I was able to get whatever part. And I will go back and read the whole chapter, the whole book again. I just love Job. He's an example of us today. Because we complain as we go through.
Yes.
And we live up and we say, oh, you know, why does it have to be me? You know?
Yes.
Thank God, because Jesus, he did not say, why did it have to be me? His words, as he looked into that cup and saw all of our ugly-looking self and sinful people, he said, you know, but it's not my will, Father, but yours to be done here.
Yes.
So, you know, he counted us worthy. In the rugged, rough state that we were in. So I just glorify the Lord. I ask y'all to just continue to pray my strength in the Lord that I will be the daughter that he's calling for, I'll be that willing vessel, and that I won't grumble and complain, and I won't listen to the soothsayers in my ear saying, you know, like, why you serve God? You know, why you do that? You know, you don't have enough money to pay your rent this month. Why you serve him? Why you still say you love the Lord? Because he heard my cry.
Hallelujah.
He paid that rent on time. You know, he put food on the table on time. You know, he made a way on time. What, Dolly Peoples, he's an on-time guy? Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
You know, like I said, just pray for me because it's my desire to not fall short in these last and evil days, you know,
Amen.
That I be all that the Lord will have me to be. God bless y'all.
Amen. Amen. I truly thank you because what you said is so true. We do so much sometimes complaining. And as you were saying it, it was reminding me of what the Lord was sharing with me a few days ago. He said, thank me for what I've already done.
Right.
Because you see, you're debt free.
Yeah.
He said, there's people that are not. He said, in these areas, you're debt free. Amen.
Yeah.
People have debt free homes. They don't have a house note. He said, thank me. He said, thank me. Amen. And we're expecting him not only to do it for us, but for others in the name of Jesus. And one thing I know, he'll show up at the last minute. Hallelujah. He will show up at the last minute. I know because he's done it for me.
Indeed.
And we have to pray for one another as the saints of God. Amen. And, you know, you said something earlier. You said when God brought you through having children. Yes, we know what that's all about. And it's no, and people are having babies like like you said, that pain is not easy. It's not easy, and they just have them like they are, like it's water, and they think nothing of it. They don't know this. You can die.
You can die.
Having these children, and these young people just having children like nobody's business. They're not honoring God, and he says it in Isaiah. They having these corrupt children. They're not honoring God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. They're not honoring him at all. They just having children by everybody and not honoring. And then they wonder why their children and some of them are doing all these different things. Because you're having them, you're not teaching them, you're not raising them up in the way they should go. And then you wonder why they doing this.
Wonder why. Mm-hmm.
You know, all this, and which we know sometimes you can raise your children accordingly, and they still get with the wrong group. But God said this, he said, if you raise them up in the way they should go, he said, they won't depart. So no matter how long it takes, they won't depart. They won't depart from the word. That's his word, and it will not return unto him void.
Amen.
And so as you said that, I began to think about that, and I said, Lord, Let us just go before the Lord thanking him because he's just, he's merciful, he's awesome, he's worthy to be praised, he's holy, hallelujah, he's holy, he's faithful, thank you, Father. He's the creator of all, he's greater than all. So we just want to thank him and lift up his name because he's worthy to be praised tonight. He's worthy. He's worthy. And so we just give God the glory for that tonight. And we thank God for his word. We thank God for his word and reminding us. Don't mumble and grumble. I've done so much for you. You're not way, like as you said, I'm not where I used to be. Because he done brought me from that. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. He has brought me from that place. So I'm not where I used to be. So we got to thank him and give him praise for what he's already done. And so it's just truly, truly a blessing. And I want to thank God tonight because we've shared so much. And we're going to pray for our young people in the name of Jesus that God will let his word, He will send his word and heal their hearts and all the anger that's going on in the world. It's so much anger everywhere. And I just ask the Lord, to bless them and help them in the name of Jesus. Help all of us. Let the fruit of the Spirit fall upon all of us because we need it. We need him desperately in our lives. And we're going to keep praying and lifting up his name and sharing his word as he allows us and with every opportunity that he gives us. And so we just thank God tonight. And as we go forth, we pray and ask the Lord, Lord, bless us not to continue to mumble and grumble. Lord, we're in expectation of what you have for us. And we just thank you for it. Thank you for the blessings. And thank you for waking us up in our right minds and blessing us to go forward and to share this precious word with others in the name of Jesus Christ. And so I just thank God tonight, amen. And we're going to keep praying for one another, that God will keep blessing each and every one of us, our household, our children, and children's children in the name of Jesus. We're asking the Lord to send his word out through the earth and begin to heal, deliver, and set free. Because there's a lot of spirits operating, and we just thank God tonight that he allow us to come together and begin to pray and share his word. And we thank God for answering our prayers concerning this read, this young man. We thank God for that. Give God the glory because it's truly an honor and a blessing that God heard all our prayers, and he is the creator. He is the true living God. He is over this earth. Amen. So we just thank him tonight in Jesus' name. Can you hear us, Dr.
God bless you.
Okay. God bless you all as well.
Thank you.
Amen.